Good morning. It's Tuesday, July the 12th, and it's 8:51 a.m. in the morning, and I'm now going to talk about yesterday. And yesterday was day 7 of the holidays. I apologise for laughing. I've had to stop this recording once because I had no idea what I was saying, and obviously I still don't. Oh, I know what I was going to say. It's the little things in life that make me happy. It's just madness. Yesterday I managed to, Maria showed me that my brand new phone, if you take photographs with it, it immediately syncs with Google Plus and loads up the photos there and they're instantly ready for use. Now I know that everybody else has been tweeting with photos and Facebooking with photos, and I never have because it's just like way too complicated for me, and I'm a bear of very little brain, and but the fact is this phone actually does it for me, and I am suddenly madly excited and I want to sort of like flood everybody's inbox with, look, this is pictures of what I'm doing, and then immediately telling you, and I've suddenly become totally mad. And I've moved away from Twitter. I really have sort of moved away from Twitter. I've killed Facebook totally. I was never really happy with Facebook. And now I'm at the stage where I'm quite liking Google Plus, and I just want to sort of flood it with sort of like an hourly update of a picture and a little story, which is probably fairly wrong. But that's what held me back yesterday. We went out, we got the photos done for my FM2. And it was while we were walking round that Maria showed me this. And I actually posted a picture. No, I didn't. I posted a picture of the table earlier. But we had to wait an hour. Or we had to wait 40 minutes to get the photos developed. And while we were walking round, we were looking at menus in restaurants. And somebody had mentioned to us earlier on this year about the best Chinese buffet. It was absolutely fantastic. 110 pesos, all the shrimp you could eat. And I had this real longing for sweet and sour chicken. Maria's not normally, doesn't really like Chinese food that much. And so when we have got it, we've ended up ordering about 4 dishes. And those 4 dishes have hung around for 2-3 days, which has been okay because it meant that I can eat it for the next 2-3 days. But the microwave, well, the microwave turned to the dark side, and I don't know if you've ever heard the story, but the microwave became haunted by a poltergeist, and we ended up putting it out on the doorstep, and that was about 2 years ago. We haven't had a microwave in the house since, so we haven't had a Chinese for a couple of years, and we've been eating really sensibly. We've been behaving and cutting down on everything and everything. And Maria sort of said, well, as a treat, we can go for a Chinese. And so we went to this Chinese buffet yesterday. And it was fantastic. It was just gorgeous. And I piled my plate up and ate everything and then piled my plate up and ate everything. And Maria did the same. And much as she doesn't like Chinese, she actually enjoyed the food. She wasn't too keen on the sushi. For those of you who follow me on Google Plus, I put a picture of the sushi with its carrot and smoked ham in it, which she eventually left. And it was a great time when we came home, vowing not to eat ever again. Obviously, the way of Chinese, we were thinking about it about an hour or 2 hours later. The bad news, and this is the moment that you want to stop, and I'll say, bye-bye now, I'll see you on the flip side. If you're still here, the bad news is, of course, is that because we haven't really eaten and most of the stuff we've been eating is cereal or pleasant food or food that shouldn't do, is we sort of spent most of yesterday suffering and our stomachs have been making weird noises and neither of us are very happy. But I can still taste that chicken, orange chicken. It was lovely. Really nice.
You
should
probably just have brushed your teeth.
Yeah, I should have brushed my teeth. okay, right, thanks for that piece of information. I thought we were getting too much information. You do a tooth comment. I'm looking at the time. Hopefully nobody's listening to this bit because they switched off when I said, I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye now.